From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The name of a Broward County dentist has been coming up repeatedly in the trial of those who stand accused in the 2014 murder of a Florida State University law professor. Catherine Magbanua took the stand yesterday on the ninth day of the trial for slain law professor Dan Markell. Magbanua and her ex-boyfriend Sigfredo Garcia are accused of carrying out a murder-for-hire plot allegedly planned by Markell's former in-laws. Here's an exchange between Magbanua and her attorney, Tara Kawas.
Based on everything you've seen, do you think Charlie was involved in this?
Yes.
Do you think Charlie was lying to you?
Yes.
Okay. And the last time you saw your kids was when?
That's not relevant. Anything further, Ms. Kawas?
Are you innocent?
Yes.
The Charlie they keep referring to is Charlie Adelson. He's a Tamarack dentist and the brother of Markell's ex-wife. Magbanua says she was dating him at the time of the killing. She says neither Garcia nor Adelson ever spoke to her about a murder, and she only heard of it afterwards. The state has pointed to a series of cash infusions that Magbanua allegedly received as payment for supposedly connecting Adelson to Garcia. However, she says the money was earned through tips from her job at a Miami nightclub. Some elementary and middle schools in Broward County might be closing or merging if they don't have enough students. The South Florida Sun-Sentinel reports that the Broward School District is considering that measure as it continues to deal with a steady stream of students going to charter schools. Several schools situated next to each other could become one school. The district may use the best facilities from each of the schools, such as a library or science lab, while demolishing outdated buildings. Or it's possible that some campuses could close altogether. The school board discussed some proposals this week and plans to review them further at the end of the month. Board members say they want to see how much the ideas cost and what effect they will have on other under-enrolled schools. If you're applying to the University of Miami for next fall, you might get more financial aid than you're expecting. Under the school's new plan called UM Within Reach, many families would still be expected to take out federal student loans and contribute some money out of pocket toward college expenses. But then, whatever costs are left over would be covered by the university. Chris Magnin is a senior financial analyst for the university. During a live video announcement last night, he said the extra help from the school would be one component of students' overall financial aid package.
Financial aid could include four different types of financial aid: grants, scholarships, which are the free monies, work study, which is a federally funded part-time job on campus, and then also student loans. But at the University of Miami, we don't award a lot in student loans to first-year students. It's just a couple thousand dollars for an academic year, and then we try to meet need with the other sources of financial aid beyond that.
The new commitment to try to meet students' financial needs will apply to most undergrads who live in Florida. One exception is immigrants who are not here legally, since they are not eligible for federal financial aid. The plan will also apply to all students who are accepted by early admission, which is binding. The Outshine LGBTQ Film Festival kicks off today in Fort Lauderdale. Victor Jimenez is executive director of the festival. On WLRN's Sundial, he said that this year's lineup includes stories from across the LGBTQ experience.
It's a lot about definitely underrepresented voices, even within the LGBT community, transgendered voices, individuals coming from the other countries looking for asylum here in the United States. Not your typical, for lack of a better term, white gay male stories.
The festival opens tonight with a film titled Adam. It's a coming-of-age story set in 2006 in New York City. The Outshine Film Festival runs through October 20th. You can find the lineup and more details at WLRN.org. And that festival comes just as community leaders in Broward County discuss how best to build up the part of the county's economy that's driven by the arts. Philip Dunlap is the director for Broward's Cultural Division. He says finding what Broward's identity in the arts sector is has been a challenge.
I feel like the creative economy and arts and culture, specifically in Broward County, are really poised for growth. We've been very sandwiched, I think, over the years between Miami, between Palm Beach, and are kind of searching for what is our identity within arts and culture.
The Cultural Division organized a panel of creative economy experts to talk about how South Florida's arts industry is connected to the arts in Latin America and the Caribbean. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.